Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. We're expecting here over the next 22 months to be the focus of this administration as they attempt to annihilate the Republican Party.
Well, there's John Boehner. As you recognize, most people recognize his voice. That wasn't the right cut, though, was it? How about we got the right cut there to get started? Or let's go to 60 Minutes. Steve Kroft talking to President Obama, Secretary of State Clinton, about Mrs. Clinton accepting the position of Secretary of State, despite members of both of their staffs telling each it was a bad idea.
Well, the main thing is I just wanted to have a chance to publicly say thank you, because I think Hillary will go down as one of the finest Secretary of States we've had. It has been a great collaboration over the last 4 years. I'm going to miss her. Wish she was sticking around, but she has logged in so many miles I can't begrudge her one to take it easy for a little bit. But I want the country to appreciate just what an extraordinary role she's played during the course of my administration, and a lot of the successes we've had internationally have been because of her hard work.
All right, so let's start over again. Sometimes take two is necessary. That was the way we were supposed to begin the hour. President Obama explaining on 60 Minutes why he wanted to do a joint interview with Mrs. Clinton. And so that interview is where we get started on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with a review of, on Monday, as usual, what has been a part of the news talk radio and television world over the weekend, and that always pretty much includes the Sunday morning talk programs, plus 60 Minutes in this circumstance. Steve Kroft, now let's get back to what the bits and pieces of the interview are all about, because they try to answer some of the questions that have been a part of the controversy in this administration for the past 4 or 5 months. Steve Kroft asked the president and Mrs. Clinton about the, as I said, this goes back to the beginning, the first idea of putting her in as Secretary of State.
It's no secret that your aides cautioned you against, actually were against you offering Secretary Clinton this job, and you were just as determined not to take it. And you avoided taking her phone calls for a while because you were afraid she was going to say no. Why were you so insistent about wanting her to be Secretary of State?
Well, I was a big admirer of Hillary's before our primary battles and the general election. You know, her discipline, her stamina, her thoughtfulness, her ability to project, I think, and make clear issues that are important to the American people, I thought made her an extraordinary talent. She also was already a world figure, and I thought that somebody stepping into that position of Secretary of State at a time when, keep in mind, we were still in Iraq, Afghanistan was still an enormous challenge, there was great uncertainty in terms of how we would reset our relations around the world, to have somebody who could serve as that effective ambassador in her own right without having to earn her stripes, so to speak, on the international stage, I thought would be hugely important.
You've been quoted as thinking or telling people that there was no way you were going to take this job and you weren't going to let anybody talk you into it.
Well,
I
was so surprised because, you know, after I ended my campaign, I immediately did everything I could to help the president get elected, because despite our hard-fought primary, we had such agreement on what needed to be done for our country.
It made for tough debates, by the way,
because
we could never figure out what we were differed on.
Yeah, we worked at that pretty hard. So I really thought I'd be going back to the Senate, where I would be supporting the president on all of the issues. And what surprised me is he said, well, I want you to come to Chicago. And honestly, at the time, I thought, well, you know, that's a very nice gesture, and maybe he wants to ask me about some people that might serve in the administration. So when I got to Chicago and he asked me if I would consider being his Secretary of State, I immediately said, oh, Mr. President, there's so many other people. Let me give you some other names, because it just took me by surprise. But he is pretty persuasive, I'll tell you that much. And he kept saying, well, I want you to think about it again. I want you to wait a minute. Don't give me a final answer. I'll tell you what I finally thought. I thought, you know, if the roles had been reversed and I had ended up winning, I would have desperately wanted him to be in my cabinet. So if I'm saying I would have wanted him to say yes to me, how am I going to justify saying no to my president? And it was a great decision, despite my hesitancy about it.
888-302-3684. President and Mrs. Clinton do an interview on 60 Minutes that becomes fodder for lots of conversation today. I'm sort of on the, I don't want to say cutting edge, but sort of the precursor, because this didn't happen until last night, so not a lot of talk radio built around it, certainly not much live talk radio overnight. So I'm betting that there's going to be a lot of fodder here for a conversation through the day and through the week, and that's why we're leading with it here. The Obama-Clinton interview on 60 Minutes, News Talk in the Focus, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Here's Steve Croft continuing the conversation with both the President and Mrs. Clinton as to their biggest foreign policy success.
This administration, I mean, you've generally gotten high marks, particularly from the voters for handling of foreign policy, but there's no big singular achievement that in the first 4 years that you can put your names on. What do you think the biggest success has been, foreign policy success, of the first term?
For us to be able to wind down one war, to be on the path of ending a second war, to do that in a way that it honors the enormous sacrifices our troops have made, to sustain the pressure on al-Qaeda and terrorist organizations, so that not only did we avoid a significant terrorist attack on the homeland, but were able to dismantle the core leadership of al-Qaeda. That's all a consequence of the great work that Hillary did and her team did and the State Department did in conjunction with our national security team.
888-302-3684 or email to Doug at DougStephan.com as we continue with more of the interview with Mr. Obama and Mrs. Clinton on 60 Minutes in a matter of moments.
Blood chops sticking to my lips, raspberry cream I can't resist, flavorful tea oh so juicy, just give one to my friend Lucy, berries creamy rich, chapstick always on my list, la 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 la, la 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 la.
Apply new chapstick raspberry cream and apply happy, luscious raspberry flavor, 10 juicy moisturizers, grab one from the cough and cold aisle,
la 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 la, la la la,
chapstick, apply happy.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Stephan with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
chaps sticking to my lips. Raspberry cream, I can't resist. Flavorful tea, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Birch the berries, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my lips. La 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 la, la 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 la.
Apply new chapstick raspberry cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavor, 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle.
La 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 la, la la.
Chapstick, apply happy.
Well, Flo,
uh-huh.
This is what you call a clogged drain tap.
Yep, looks that way.
Might need a drain extension, some new compound.
Maybe a flange or a twirly thingy.
A twirly what?
Or what you said. Those sounded great. Let's go with that.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
888-302-3684. The first part of the countdown today devoted to the interview from 60 Minutes last night with President Obama and Mrs. Clinton. Here, Steve Kroft asks about one of the biggest criticisms of foreign policy they've had.
The biggest criticism of this team in the U.S. foreign policy from your political opposition has been what they say an abdication of the United States on the world stage, sort of a reluctance to become involved in another entanglement, an unwillingness, or what seems appears to be an unwillingness to gauge big issues. Syria, for example.
Yeah, well, Muammar Gaddafi probably does not agree with that assessment, or at least if he was around, he wouldn't agree with that assessment. Obviously, you know, we helped to put together and lay the groundwork for liberating Libya. You know, when it comes to Egypt, I think had it not been for the leadership we showed, you might have seen a different outcome there. But also understanding that we do nobody a service when we leap before we look, where we take on things without having thought through all the consequences of it. And Syria is a classic example of where our involvement, we want to make sure that not only does it enhance U.S. security, but also that it is doing right by the people of Syria and neighbors like Israel that are going to be profoundly affected by it. And so it's true sometimes that we don't just shoot from the hip.
We live not only in a dangerous but an incredibly complicated world right now with many different forces at work, both state-based and non-state, technology and communications. And, you know, I'm older than the president. I don't want to surprise anybody by saying that.
Not by much.
But, you know, I remember some of the speeches of Eisenhower as a young girl. You know, you've got to be careful. You have to be thoughtful. You can't rush in, especially now where it's more complex than it's been in decades. So, yes, are there what we call wicked problems like Syria, which is the one you named? Absolutely. And we are on the side of American values. We're on the side of freedom. We're on the side of the aspirations of all people to have a better life, have the opportunities that we are fortunate to have here. But it's not always easy to perceive exactly what must be done in order to get to that outcome. So, you know, I certainly am grateful for the president's steady hand and hard questions and thoughtful analysis as to what we should and shouldn't do.
You know, there are transitions and transformations taking place all around the world. We are not going to be able to control every aspect of every transition and transformation. Sometimes they're going to go sideways. Sometimes you know, there will be unintended consequences. And our job is to, number one, look after America's security and national interests. But number two, find where are those opportunities where our intervention, our engagement can really make a difference, and to be opportunistic about that. And that's something that I think Hillary has done consistently. I think the team at the State Department has done consistently. And that's what I intend to continue to do over the next 4 years.
Doug. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Tech Stephan here at 23 past the hour. Sounds at first like a bold next generation solution. Personalized guns with technology that keeps them from firing if they ever get into the wrong hands. But as the White House pushes for new technology as part of the plan to cut gun violence, there is this concept that has resurfaced, because I remember being around before. Gun control is the number two issue after the president, Mrs. Clinton. Number two is this continuing discussion of gun control. From State of the Union on CNN, Candy Crowley talked to Senator Dianne Feinstein about her proposed assault weapons ban.
We have Senator Harry Reid, the majority leader in the Senate, saying, I just don't think this is going to pass, and he doesn't want to bring up something and waste time if it doesn't pass. The president's first major speech out of Washington this term is going to be on immigration. So what I'm wondering is whether you feel this has been a rhetorical priority. I wonder if it's a legislative priority.
Well, let me say this. This has always been an uphill fight. This has never been easy. This is the hardest of the hard. Now, will it only be assault weapons? No, most likely. There will be a package put together. If assault weapons is left out of the package, and I'm a member of Judiciary, number two in seniority, I've been assured by the majority leader I'll be able to do it as an amendment on the floor, which is the way I did it in 1993. So that doesn't particularly bother me. What does bother me is I've seen weapons spawned and grown and now in the hands of younger and younger people over these years. I think you reach a point where enough is enough. Do military-style assault weapons belong on the streets of our cities? And the answer, according to the United States Conference of Mayors, according to major chiefs of police, according to the largest police organization in the world, is absolutely no. So we do have support. Don't mistake it.
All right. So here's radio host Ethan Strimling talking to Maine Representative Paul Davis about his proposal to teach gun safety in schools.
You've submitted a bill to teach gun safety in schools. First off, tell me a little bit about the impetus for doing this and what impact you think it will have. Obviously, guns and gun safety, big issue in the country today.
Well, it's a bit of a long story. What got my attention
to doing this was all the domestic violence that we seem to be having. And we had a real horrific one in Dexter a few years ago. I'm sure you remember it, a young woman, mm-hmm. the two children were murdered by her husband. And there's been a number of others. And the more I heard about it, the more I read about it, you know, you come to the realization that the police can't protect them, the courts can't protect them. The protection orders are fine, but they're just paper. They don't stop bullets. And it just seemed that that they ought to have the ability to protect themselves if they want it, if it's something they would do. So I went to a local domestic violence group and talked to them about it, and they certainly was they seemed to be appreciative of the fact that this could be something that would come into being. And so this year I put a bill in to simply have schools offer a course in gun handling and gun safety. It's an education course. There's no requirements to take the course. There's no requirements to have a gun on you. There's no requirements for teachers to have guns or any of that sort of thing. It's merely an education course.
But let me ask you this. So are you talking about gun safety in terms of how to handle a gun safely, or are you talking about gun safety in terms of how to use it in self-defense, which it sounds like what you're talking about is teaching people how to use it in self-defense.
Well, first up, you got to know how to handle it safely.
Sure.
Safely.
Yeah.
And that's the initial part of the course. Certainly, you should know how to shoot one. You need to learn those things.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to learn to protect yourself and how to do that, then that certainly needs to be available too.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. Dr. Andrew Weil, MD, is the founder and program director of the Arizona Center for Integrative Medicine. He is the author of many best-selling books, including his latest entitled Spontaneous Happiness, A New Path to Emotional Well-Being.
I was very alarmed at the statistics showing that 1 in 10 Americans is on prescribed antidepressant medication, and that 1 in 4 of us are on prescribed psychiatric medication of some sort. And also, I had helped organize a national conference on integrative mental health that attracted a deal of interest from mental health professionals. The hunger among them for a new way of approaching emotional wellness, other than just giving drugs, was palpable. So that really inspired me to write the book. In the U.S. today, I think there are very unreasonable expectations about happiness, that we're told we should be happy all of the time. That's especially apparent during the holiday season. I think we have the very unreasonable expectation that our kids are supposed to be happy all the time. And I think that cultural expectation does a great deal of harm. It is normal for us to experience a range of emotions from negative to positive, but I think the range shouldn't be too extreme, and you don't want to get stuck in low moods. But I think accepting low moods and variations in moods as part of the...
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, even on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power cognitive supplement from MindRegard.com. Mind Regard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
During the week, in this 1 hour daily review, our job is to bring you the top two or three items, sometimes four, depending on the time that we're allotted, and your calls at 888-302-3684. The essence of our discussion today thus far has been on gun control and the Obama-Clinton appearance on 60 Minutes. Now, time to get to what is arguably the biggest item from this past week that held over through the weekend for sure, and that's the discussion of women going into combat full bore. So we'll have some excerpts from a couple of the Sunday morning programs, as we usually do, because they set the tone for a lot of discussion on News Talk Radio. We'll get started with Chris Wallace here interviewing General Jerry Boykin and Colonel Martha McSally about the Pentagon orders to drop the exclusion on women in combat.
Here is how Defense Secretary Panetta explained his decision this week.
Not everyone is going to be able to be a combat soldier. But everyone is entitled to a chance.
General Boykin, you dismiss this as another case of the Pentagon using the military for a social experiment. I'd like you to tell Colonel McSally directly, knowing her background, look into that camera and tell her why she's unfit to serve in combat.
Well, Chris, you need to frame this thing correctly. It's not an issue of women in combat. Women are in combat already and have been since 9/11, in fact, prior to that. And Colonel McSally is a great example of how women can be used effectively in combat. My issue here is mixing the genders in infantry units, armor units, and special forces units is not a positive. There are many distractors there, which puts a burden on the small unit combat leaders and actually creates an environment because of their living conditions that is not conducive to readiness.
Colonel McSally, those are the two basic arguments. You're a combat pilot, but you're not formally, you're not in combat on the front lines. You are attached to combat units, and the two arguments are, one, physical limitations, particularly to serving in the infantry, and also this question of a distraction during operations when you're in close quarters. There's no privacy, and they're very rugged living conditions. Tell General Boykin why he's wrong.
Well, let me just say that I realize that flying combat aircraft and being in the ground in combat are two very different missions. However, the same flawed arguments were used against allowing women to fly in combat and now allowing women to be in ground combat, like Jerome Boykin has said. These are flawed arguments, and the bottom line is we need to treat people like individuals. What are the capabilities they bring to the fight, which includes physical strength, plus courage, plus aptitude, plus leadership, and all the other things we need to have the most effective fighting force. So we are a country that sets standards and then allows people to compete as individuals. And if they bring the better soldier to the fight, then women should be able to compete on equal grounds. I'm not talking about changing standards. I'm talking about allowing people to be considered for what they bring to the fight.
I'm with her. How about you? 888-302-3684. General Boykin sounds like a member of the Old Boys Network, and he doesn't convince most people who have a brain that his argument has any sense behind it. It's just we want the boys to be the boys. 888-302-3684. Here from ABC now, Martha Raddatz talks to political analyst George Will about whether having women in combat roles is a good idea.
There were all sorts of headlines this week lauding what happened, supporting what happened rather openly. George Will, you think it's a good idea?
Well, it depends on how it's implemented.
They say the physical standards will not change.
Well, that's what they always say. Let me give you an example. No Child Left Behind said, we're going to have 100% proficiency by 2014 in reading and math. And the scary thing is we might, because the only way we'll get there is by dumbing down the standards, which is actually underway. The question is, will we change the physical fitness requirements so that we don't have a disparate impact? Are we going to gender norm the requirements? Give me an example. You've been out, Martha,
in these
combat zones. You're a 6'4", 240-pound Marine, and you're injured, and you need the Marine next to you to carry you back to safety. And the Marine next to you is 5'4", woman who weighs 115 pounds. It's relevant.
Okay, can I tell you something, George? I've met a lot of combat medics who are women.
I understand.
Who rappel down, who pick up big 6'4" Marines and take them to safety. I just interviewed a woman.
Okay, that's fine. And pilots, we know that 152 women have been killed in Iraq and Afghanistan. We know that they're now serving on submarines, and it's all good for the military. But there are certain anatomical facts about upper body strength and stamina.
888-302-3684. There are women who are as strong in their upper body as are men. Many women who are stronger in their upper body than some men. So that's kind of, anatomically. But the women who are around today that are developing themselves, working out, getting in shape, staying in shape, George's argument is weak there. What say you on this? Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. All right, now let's pass over to CBS, where Bob Schieffer on Face the Nation weighed in on this debate.
The military has decided to let women who qualify join combat units, and everybody's talking about what a good thing that is for women. I have a slightly different take. I think it is a good thing for the military. I'm sorry, guys, but we're not doing all that well these days. Maybe you haven't noticed, but for years now, women have been outperforming men at every level from elementary school to graduate school. There are still more men running companies, but there are more and more women moving into top jobs every day, and how could it be otherwise? Women are now the majority on college campuses. More of them graduate. More of them earn master's degrees. Last year, hedge funds run by women did better than those managed by men. If current trends hold, by mid-century, the majority of doctors in this country will be women. There are still more guys than women hanging out in sports bars, and at the risk of interrupting their games, I just have to say to you guys, it might be a good idea to check out what these ladies are up to. If for no other reason, they're probably going to be your boss someday. It won't hurt to figure out now what impresses them.
That's an interesting take, and I think Schieffer is right on that as well. I'm, as you can tell by listening to me, for having women do whatever they can do in the military, because as Schieffer just said, most of the time women are better at what they do than men are at the same jobs. 888-302-3684. Let's finish up our radio interview back and forth before we get to some of your calls with talk host Lisa Ann Walter. Here has a caller on, and they talk about whether putting women into combat roles will and this came out in one of the earlier interviews, forcing the military to lower its standards.
I think a woman might be able to become an expert marksman. I'm not saying they can't. I'm not saying that they can't train and become really great at being boots on the ground. I don't think that as many women as men are going to be able to do it the way men can do it. And therefore, you are left with only one alternative, and that is lowering the standards. Now, if I'm listening to the show right now and I'm in Pendleton and I know what I go through and what the fellows around me go through, I don't want all of the standards being lowered to make room for women, because then I'm not as protected. I mean, what's next? Do we make room for women to become Navy SEALs and just sort of take the best they can do? Or will there be women-only combat units? Because I don't know how smart it is to put men and women in Afghanistan, in Iraq. I don't know how smart it is for us to put people together when they have to stay bored for as long as they stay bored. We already have issues with sexual assaults going on in the military. Do we really want to exacerbate the situation? Val and Covina, what do you think about this? Are you military or former military?
I'm former military from the Vietnam era. I have a real problem with this. To me, this is just rational. And you know what? You know, liberals like to throw around the term, this is just common sense. No, baby. This is common sense, okay? In my type of job that I get, very strenuous, very specialized special force. If you read Black Hawk Down, you read something about the U.S. Air Force pararescue. The training, I'll tell you what, a lot of the women could probably get through it, mostly because there's a lot of swimming involved in the conditioning process.
Just in terms of the upper body strength, some of the stuff, if you've got most of your weight on the bottom, which most women do, is next to impossible.
888-302-3684. Last Thursday, Secretary of Defense Leon Panetta and other U.S. military leaders lifted the ban on women serving in combat positions. I, for one, think this is a great idea. Have maybe a couple of proposals if the brass inside the Beltway is open to suggestions on how they ought to deploy the women and who they should deploy first. If you truly want to eviscerate the Muslims or the enemy, Al-Qaeda, then how about sending the most nerve-grating and foul women in Hollywood, like Roseanne Barr, over there? I'm being a little facetious, but the essence of it is I think that there are a lot of reasons to support this, and you'll maybe disagree. That's what the world is all about, having good conversation, wholesome and healthy, with the good thoughts that will provoke other good thoughts. And so you're welcome to share all that with us right now at 888-302-DOUG. At the moment, it's 16 before the hour.
It hurts to have a cold. Not only are you congested, your body aches and your head aches. Fight the pain and the cold symptoms with Advil Congestion Relief, the only over-the-counter cold and sinus medicine that combines Advil with a proven decongestant to relieve the pain and sinus pressure that come with the cold. Advil Congestion Relief. Tough on pain, tough on colds. Use as directed.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's brown bag lunches every day.
It's picking up extra shifts.
And it's catching the bus to work.
You work hard to earn your money, and we want to help you stretch every dollar. That's why TurboTax lets you file your simple federal return for free. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you can even chat with a tax expert. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Get the federal free edition at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a homeowner, you don't simply live in a house. You live in a giant tax deduction. That's because homeowners often qualify for a range of deductions that can greatly impact your taxes. Among them, property tax, mortgage interest, and home equity loan deductions. They add up fast, and TurboTax can help you determine which ones you qualify for. To get more details on homeowner deductions and find out how TurboTax can help you get back every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
It's a new year and a great time to reflect on things you sometimes take for granted. As the saying goes, freedom doesn't come free. That couldn't be more true for our wounded soldiers returning home. Would you please join me in supporting veterans by getting them the help that they need and deserve? My partners at the Purple Heart Service Foundation are dedicated to seeing that all veterans receive the support they need, so with your help, they can continue to go above and beyond to serve those who have served us so well. Get involved today by making a donation. You can give any unneeded vehicle easily with a free pickup, boats, that sort of thing. Cash, credit card donations are also accepted. All donations are completely tax deductible. The Purple Heart Service Foundation relies on your donation, so don't sit around thinking about helping. Do something. Get involved by calling 877-743-1631. That's 877-743-1631. Purple Heart Service Foundation, 877-743-1631.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and let's talk about flaps. Now, what is a flap? No, it is not something that you find in the common household toilet bowl. It's a flap on a book. Now, when you look at those, it gives you a description of the author. It gives you a description of what's coming up. And it really talks about the reputation of that author, the reputation of that authority that you are considering investing your time to read their book and their thoughts. Now, what does your reputation say about you? Do you walk around the streets with an open flap? Well, actually, you do, because that's your image. But your background, your reputation, everything that has happened to you up until the point that someone is going to be making a decision is your flap. Make that reputation positive. Design that reputation. Make yourself to be wanted by others, and they will open up your book of success. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
888-302-3684. Now let's get to some of your calls. Our focus here on the countdown in the remaining moments of the countdown. Women involved in combat. You've heard the generals and you've heard the colonels and you've heard the political analysts and you've heard this person and that person. Let's get to your calls. Tom's in Ohio. Thinks he knows why women are suing over being excluded from combat roles.
You know, there were some women suing the Pentagon over the lack of being able to get into combat and them using the requirement for combat to be promoted. I mean, you know, the good old boy network, if you don't want women to advance, you require combat and then you don't let them go to combat. So I think the timing's curious with the lawsuit being in court now.
All right, there's an added piece of information many of you may not have known. 888-302-3684. Dorothy in Maryland is not for the idea.
No, women should not be in infantry. Absolutely not. We're not physically built for that. And we can be taken advantage of. You know, men and women should not be in close contact like that. It won't work. It simply will not work as in nature. It just will not work. We men are attracted to women, and that's a fact that cannot be ignored. And also, you know, we're not physically built to do that. We can do things. I'm not trying to down women, but we are not men.
So if you're a policeman and you serve with women on the police force, how's that worked out for you? 888-302-3684. Here's Richard in Florida with some thoughts. You'll hear he's not supportive of this.
I'm against this woman in combat. Well, just take, for instance, the woman in the Navy. You know how many women are discharged early because they become pregnant? I think it's idiotic. I've been in combat. I can see a woman flying an airplane, but the physical strength on an average woman in combat, I can't see it. Look at the trouble they're going to have. I don't know how to say this, but if a woman has to relieve herself, it's different when there's a bunch of men. What is she supposed to do? And what if she's taken prisoner? You know that woman is going to be raped. Why would any woman want to be in combat? I mean, this is utterly ridiculous.
888-302-3684. A few more of these calls coming in, and we'll get to them in a few moments here on today's Talk Radio Review, the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The military focus on women in combat roles, the latest dispute, if you will, or discussion involving Americans who have been in the service, people who haven't been, politicians, a wide-ranging discussion, the discussion of women who are not designed for vicious combat roles. I guess you could think about some of the things, if you go back to the Second World War and the battle, the march to Bataan, think of women being involved in that. But the role of women and men in combat has changed significantly because of the reality of Al-Qaeda. Now, we get ourselves involved in places like Syria and Libya and Iran and Iraq, and then it's more, you know, down to the bottom line. But are we, then we can have a discussion, debate as to whether or not we belong doing all that stuff. And I, for one, think we don't. If you want to help, help them without putting our soldiers on the ground and in harm's way. So anyway, the Pentagon is ready to lift the ban on women in combat. A lot of editorials in various newspapers. Interesting to read the New York Times. Let's continue with your calls. Nick in Illinois, listening to WJOL.
I have two sons. They're both in the military. One's a Marine and one's in the Air Force. Neither one of them are in, like, infantry or combat units, but we've talked about this because they knew it was coming. And they said the problem is women just don't have the physical strength. You can look at bodybuilders. They have to take steroids to become the size of a man. And, like, my son, the one that's in the Marines, he's about 6'4" and weighs about 180 to 200. And he says, how is some woman that's smaller than I am going to carry me out? He goes, even in physical training, he goes, we do 30 push-ups. The women's thing is like 15. He goes, that doesn't make any sense.
888-302-3684. I guess if we were to conduct a poll on this, the question would be, bottom line, do you support the idea of having women in openly combative roles. Was suggested there, women who get onto steroids or whatever to become bodybuilders. But bodybuilders don't necessarily represent strength. Look at some of the women power lifters around and some of the other roles that are played by women. Compare them to some of the men who are doing the same thing. Bob in Kentucky doesn't see any reason why women can't serve in combat. Let's go, Bob.
I was watching the news yesterday on MSNBC. There was a lady that joined the Marines in 1970. Her and her husband did. She made it through the basic. Her husband didn't. She made it 3 years in the Marines, and the Marines is the hardest one there was. And she said yesterday, she said, there's as many men that can't make it as there is women. And I don't see no reason why in the world they don't get their chance at it. 1,500 so far has been killed in these two past wars over there. So if they want to go, I see no reason for them not going.
888-302-3684. All right. So here's some food for thought in the terms of what you're involved in here in this discussion. Looking at the polls that have been taken over the weekend, a couple of different, let's see here, looking at the sources, a Huffington Post poll conducted over the weekend, Americans more likely to support than oppose allowing women to serve in combat roles. Let's see here. 26%, I'm looking at this. 45% of Americans favor allowing women in the military to join combat units. 21% say they neither favor nor oppose it. 29% say that they are directly opposed to allowing women to serve in combat. How does that square with your beliefs? Gallup poll, also conducted over the weekend, found even higher support when asking respondents if they would vote for or against the law allowing women to serve in combat. 74% said they would vote for, 20% said they would vote against. So that's an even stronger thing. The Gallup poll tends to lean to the right. Bill in Illinois, you want to finish this off?
I'm a combat decorated veteran from Vietnam, and when I tell my story of my experiences in combat, the women psychiatrists and psychologists practically fall to their knees, and the men seem to be able to understand a little better. And I've learned that I have to suppress my stories about my experiences in Vietnam, because women, when if they even get a hint of what the experiences I experienced, they treat me like an outcast. And I just don't feel that anybody should send women into combat, because what the aftermath, you know, society, I just don't think that you want women walking around with the same experiences that men have.
All right, so that's a pretty good overview. I think the polls are an interesting overview on all this, and I'm sure this is not the last conversation about this you'll hear on any news talk radio programs or stations. Meanwhile, Talk Radio Countdown Show, another hour under our belts. I'm Doug Steffen. Thanks for being here for this hour of our daily.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.